It's Bemaz and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right, got a lot to get to, so let's get right to it. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer, here back together again for the last time.
In a few days.
Yeah. So Joe, I got this email that, you know, we both get these emails. People send pitches, you know, hey, have us on here to talk about this that or whatever. And a lot of times just like, whatever, throw it out. And then every once in a while, some headline will like pop out at me. And I'm like, huh, you know, this will be fun to talk about. I got this email this morning. 1 in 3 say they'd burn down their home if it was infested with bugs.
That's a bit extreme.
Right? Yeah. But I can see it.
Would you burn down?
I would not burn down my house. But I can see 1 in 3 saying they would burn down their house if you had a bug infestation.
Yeah. I mean, when you have a bad bug problem, it's everywhere. You know what I mean? Like,
it's the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
803-0930 if you want to join us on anything we're talking about, by the way. Bemaz and Beamer here on WBEN. 803-0930.
What's the worst bug to see in your home? Because my answer has changed with age.
Well, I guess, so it depends on what it is. You don't want to see termites, right? Because
right, yes,
they do actual damage.
Yes.
You don't want to see cockroaches because that's, it sends a chill up your spine.
Yeah.
I would say, like, ants are, they're very annoying and everywhere, but generally probably like mostly harmless, right?
Right. It just means you have to clean something up.
Bees, not great, but I feel like that's kind of simple to get rid of. You move the hive and then they all follow.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You can get that out of the house.
That's a good question. I'm not sure with that. I would say the termite thing probably, right?
Yeah. I don't want anything I can hear, right? I don't want
giant to... cicadas. Yeah. That would actually be the worst.
But, you know, my least favorite is any kind of spider, right? Any kind of spider that is big. If I can see it from across the room, it's...
That sounded like a horror movie.
Yeah. I mean, if I have to get my shoe to kill this bug, that's, you know...
What's the biggest spider you've had, you know, at your home, apartment, wherever you've been living?
I would say the biggest spider... I mean, I don't know what to compare it to, but it was the size of, I could see it from literally across the room. I could make out that was a spider.
You know, most spiders are, you know, daddy long leg every once in a while somewhere.
Right. But those aren't as scary.
Most spiders are, you know, tiny spiders are easy to deal with. I just remember one time when I was living in college, we had our apartment and it was a black spider. Thick, I mean, it was just, whoo, I, you know, it makes you go do one of those things, and it just like kind of appeared. I picked up like a pile of course, you know, I'm living in college, a pile of clothes that were on the ground, and scurrying the spider, and I jumped like a little girl and just, you know, spaz out. Sorry, Beyonce can't say that anymore. But you know, just absolutely freaked out at this spider that was running down. And I think we ended up getting it with, I trapped it with a bowl and vacuumed under the bowl. Because you're trying to like figure out, I didn't have anything to whack it with.
Ah.
Or so I just had a bowl.
In a vacuum.
Well, I put the bowl on top of the spider, got the vacuum, did it that way.
That's like, because some people would try to then get something to crush it, open the bowl, and then there goes the spider. It's gone again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You miss it and then you're done. That wouldn't work out.
What are the long. It's like a water bug type thing.
Centipedes?
Yes. Oh, those are those are scary.
Someone mentioned that. They're just gross.
Yeah. They're not doing any harm, but... Ugh.
Oh, someone said bed bugs. Yeah, that would be the worst, right?
Right.
Fleas, that would be bad. Both of those would be bad bugs.
Too. I mean, you know, I'm looking at it as get rid of anything that might stick with you, do damage, right? Obviously, those are going to be the worst. Something that you have to actually respond to. After that... What is the one that if you open the door when you get home and you see on the wall, you're like, oh.
Would you rather have, okay, So you mentioned spiders, or you know, name the maybe centipedes, something else. You name the bug. Would you rather have an infestation like 2,000, you know, little spiders or something in your house, or one snake?
Ooh, non-poisonous spiders?
I don't know. I mean, who knows? Oof. Probably non-poisonous, but you know.
I mean, you talk about nightmare situation. Both. I don't even know if I could pick.
Because it's a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, I am freaked out of any snake. Even if you tell me, oh, that snake won't do any harm. I'm sorry. Freaks me out.
This survey, 2,000 adults, it found 66% said they're willing to do, quote, nearly anything to get rid of bugs at their home. 51% say that includes fumigating their entire home, which, you know, I think to some people would sound like, oh, obviously.
Yeah.
But that's like a big, you know, to put the tent over your entire house, you are just pumping chemicals into your entire house. It's going on everything.
Yes, please.
But then you have to go back in where all these chemicals are all over everything in your house. So you can't, no food is good. No, who knows what else you have to throw away. You probably need your carpets like completely cleaned, your entire house cleaned after that.
It is a whole project.
So, I mean, I don't know. 46% said putting glue traps in every single corner or using a whole can of bug spray all at once. You know, that's an obvious thing. Over half said they've considered moving because of bug infestations, and 70% of people who said that they would move actually followed through, packed up their things, and moved their house.
Good. Good for them. Let me ask you this.
How in this market, how tough is it to sell a house? They're like, oh, so why are the people moving? Oh, just bugs everywhere.
Yeah, I feel this market might not. But let me ask you this. You kill a bug right before bed, okay? Do you then...
You're thinking about it?
Right. Do you then feel like something's crawling? That happens to me all the time. If I find a... Especially if it's in my bedroom. If I find a bug, kill it, then I'm like... 10 minutes later, oh my gosh, is it crawling on me? Is there another bug? Is its friend in the room now?
I'm kind of like that way. Not so much now. And you know, we're lucky. I almost shuddered to say it. We don't really have any bugs in the house.
Good.
For an old house, too, that we live in,
right?
That's I think that's pretty good. But, you know, we try and take care of it. You know, my wife puts peppermint oil to keep away, like, mice and bugs.
Well,
I guess it's what you do. I don't know. But it works.
Well, it works, yeah.
It works. We don't really have an issue with that. My thing is, like, if you're outside, we're at the beach somewhere, and you have, like, a bee or fly or something like that, like, lands on you once or twice, then for a while, I'll do what you do. You kind of feel it.
Yes.
And I'll end up just, like, slapping myself on the back of the head for no reason.
Right, yeah. Hey, ever since I got my first ever bee sting in my life on vacation, every time, you know, I see a bee, I fear there's another one on me.
But, I mean, burn down your house.
It's extreme, but I'm sure it's gone through people's head.
Yeah, I could see that being a reaction. Moving, yeah, if you can swing it. It seems like the worst thing in the world to me. Although one single snake might be right up there, too. One snake on the loose in your house.
Like I said, both are, both are nightmare fuel.
I don't even, you know, just like a big... garden snake in the house. I wouldn't want to deal with it. But anyways, that was the one that jumped out this morning at me. Joe was also looking this morning. I tried to stay away from bad food, as
yes.
You know.
I did 2 hours on bad food yesterday.
And that includes, Pop-Tarts. How big of a Pop-Tart fan were you?
As a kid? Oh my gosh, I loved Pop-Tarts.
Just in general. Like, to me, that extended well into...
Well, Pop-Tarts were cheap in college, right? You had the college snack bar.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were like me and you wanted to spend a dollar or less...
The biggest thing you could get for the least amount of money.
Yes, Pop-Tarts.
And Pop-Tarts and
still
like a
Red
Bull.
Still that way, by the way. Yeah.
Was the breakfast of champions.
Yes.
In college. I would have Pop-Tarts all the time. And then I started to look at the labels... Right, and
you never want to do that.
You got, and by the way, someone said that it had a bad fly problem. Have you ever had that, Joe?
Yeah, you know,
we're kind of all over the place, but the flies. I say that because I've had a fly infestation in my house, in my apartment once, and it was just like you don't know where it comes from. Just all of a sudden, you walk in, and in one area of your house, 30 to 40 flies.
Oh, I've never had it that bad. Now, we have a few flies because you're going to find this hard to believe. I accidentally walked through the screen to our little patio area, and I thought the door was open. And now there's a little rip in the screen of our brand new apartment. So a few flies have been getting in this summer.
Did you get that on? Do you have like a camera set up somewhere where you got yourself running into the screen? Because I would like a copy of that.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
That would be funny for me.
Yeah, that was. I was doing a back and forth, and I don't know. I forgot to reopen it when I think it was grilling, and I just ran right into it.
Yeah. I could see that happening. You're distracted by the flies.
Well, and yeah. So now. Now on nice days when we want the screen open, we do have a few flies.
I mean, I had that once. Walked in, all of a sudden flies everywhere. I'm like, ugh! Like I don't like bugs.
No.
You know, well, why would you? Especially when you're inside. Like I don't want to deal with it.
They're called bugs for a reason. Yeah, they bug you.
If I'm outside, whatever. You expect them to be there. You don't pay too much attention to it.
Yeah.
But inside, I don't want any part. So these flies, they're freaking me out. I didn't know what to do. So I bought the fly strip, paper thing. And where they were, it was like in a corner of the kitchen. And it wasn't like, over the garbage or anything, simple like that, that you would think. It's just oddly in this one corner. So I put the fly, nailed it to the wall. And then, that was a stupid thing to do because peeling the fly paper, because it ended up sticking to the wall, off the wall, left a mark on this wall in my old apartment.
There goes the security deposit.
Well, you touch it up and rub some Dawn on there, and no one will notice, even though you can clearly see it. It's fine, but that's happened. That's the grossest thing.
Those bug zappers. That's a sign of summer, right? You go to someone's backyard, and you're just while you're out there having your beverages.
There was a thought. There was a big. Either one of those big European hornets, which I'm seeing everywhere right now, or it was a big fly, was flying around. We were at my dad's place. He has a pool in the backyard. And there was a thought that when somebody had the electric bug zapper tennis racket thing.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to swat away this thing. And I said, hold up. Maybe not. I don't know how strong this thing is. Maybe not the best idea to swat a fly in the pool with the electric zapper.
Yeah, that you want the zapper away from the water.
Just in the nick of time, said, hang on, let's think about
the
this.
The voice of reason.
It tried to be that way. It was the opposite the other week. I was at my grandmother's. We were grilling. Someone had to bring over a grill. We had to empty, the grill. They had to take it home, but it had all the charcoals in it. And somebody just said, yeah, just grab a paper bag and dump all the coals in there. And so I started to do it, just not thinking. And then my uncle. He went, oh, you idiot, what are you doing? Like, no, you don't dump hot coals in a paper bag.
Yeah, right? But no, nothing happened?
No, we didn't do it. But someone's got to be the voice of reason. Anyways, Pop-Tarts. So I was looking at this. I'm hungry this morning, Joe, and I want, but I don't eat Pop-Tarts anymore.
Right, yeah.
I, for some reason, look at a Pop-Tart now is worse for me than like a whole meatball bomber sub because it's got all the sugar and everything. It's just not, it's not that good.
It's what they call ultra processed, Brian. And I'm seeing the ultra processed, not too good for you.
Yeah, it's, generally speaking, you want to stay away from that. But Pop-Tarts are great. What's the best Pop-Tart? Your favorite Pop-Tart. You have to pick one. Draft a Pop-Tart.
I am going to be so generic, but it is my favorite. It never fails. The brown sugar cinnamon.
Okay, that's a good one. I like the chocolate fudge.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
The chocolate fudge would be my first one. Chocolate fudge. What else you like?
If we're going second, I'm going to go, easy answer, strawberry. But do not confuse it. Unfrosted Pop-Tarts, I have no business with. If I'm making a decision to eat a Pop-Tart, I'm going all in. So,
I mean, what are you saving? Like 2 calories there?
Right. Frosted strawberry. And when it comes to the frosted strawberry, I like that toasted. A toasted frosted strawberry.
Given your reasoning for that, I'm surprised you didn't go with cherry. The cherry Pop-Tart, I always preferred to the strawberry Pop-Tart. You know why?
Why's that?
Always seems to be more frosting on top of the cherry than the strawberry. Basically the same flavor.
Well, I think
when it comes to a Pop-Tart, they're not the same thing, but in a Pop-Tart, cherry and strawberry, not that much difference.
I think strawberry moved up. Now, you might hear this and think why this would make it move down, but I think strawberry moved up to number two because at Madai, that was the one flavor they always had. Right?
Well, it's that's the flavor. It's strawberry and the cinnamon.
Yes.
Those are the two they always had.
And they always had strawberry on hand. And you know what? They had a toaster right next to the snack bar. And that defined a lot of mornings in college Joe Beamer's days.
I like the chocolate. And then my second favorite, which actually might be my favorite because they're made better, is the s'mores.
Oh, okay.
Pop-Tart,
yes.
Which had the marshmallow in with the chocolate. It was more of a graham cracker, Pop-Tart crust.
I remember when they invented that.
It was my favorite thing ever.
Yes.
And, you know, aside from those, I like the chocolatey kind. If you're, you know, you're going to eat dessert for breakfast, you might as well make it count. The apple fritter or like the apple cinnamon or whatever, toasted Pop-Tart.
Oh, the crisp apple.
Which, that was almost unfrosted. They just did a little design with the frosting on top, but it was just enough to really make it good.
Yes. And blueberries were always an honorable mention for me. The blueberry Pop-Tarts.
Really?
Yes.
We would match up perfectly.
Right.
It's like
get a variety
like
pack.
Eating wings together. Like someone likes drums, someone likes flats. You know, yeah. You can eat the strawberry and cinnamon, and I'll have the chocolate and s'mores.
It'd be perfect. Be perfect. Now, did you ever like the toaster strudels?
No.
Okay.
I actually don't. I never toasted my Pop-Tarts.
I didn't usually, but if it was a strawberry one in college, because the toaster was right there, Brian, and I always beat everyone to breakfast, I would pop that in the toaster.
I never liked the toasted Pop-Tarts. I thought they tasted best room temperature.
Okay.
And then you got a couple that you had, like the brown sugar cinnamon you could do this with, the cookies and cream. You put it in the freezer.
Ooh.
And
that's my candy bar trick.
Yeah, but that with a Pop-Tart in the freezer, I like that better than in, or even the fridge, just like to get a little chill on it.
Yeah.
I like that way better than in the toaster.
Okay. Yeah, see, we are opposite. If I'm going to do something to the Pop-Tart, it's in the toaster. And I'll tell you, those toaster strudels were always, you would warm up the frosting while you got the toaster strudel in the toaster, and then you make your own little design. Oh my gosh, what a great start to the day.
I didn't like them. Jerry, what did you like, the toaster strudel or the Pop-Tart? Which side are you on?
I'm on the toaster strudel. During your conversation earlier, I called in and you beat me to the punch. But I found the fact that you could toast the toaster strudel in the toaster, so it's nice and warm and crispy when you take your first bite.
Well, That's why they call it a toaster strudel, Jerry.
That's right.
Yes, exactly, but I don't see them anymore.
Yeah, I don't think they're...
Do they not make them?
I don't think... The commercials aren't on like they used to be. I mean, maybe I'm not watching the same programming.
You're probably not watching Power Rangers anymore. That's why.
That's what you think.
They're not geared to kids. But no, I love Pop-Tarts. If there's something I miss about eating bad and, you know, just not even thinking about it, I think the Pop-Tarts one.
Now, wait a minute. They made a Boston cream donut Pop-Tart?
Didn't know that.
I am just discovering this. All right. Take back everything I said yesterday from 10 to 2. I might need a cheat day for this Boston cream donut. Brian, would you split a Boston cream donut pack?
I mean,
Pop-Tarts?
I'd try it.
Okay.
I'm surprised you're not a wild berry Pop-Tart person with the purple and blue.
No,
that is the one that they had on the most commercials we were growing up.
I'm very standard. I like the very standard flavors. And, you know, as a kid, it was always the brown sugar cinnamon. And like I said, in college, really got to like that frosted strawberry Pop-Tart.
I think the reason why I didn't like the toaster strudel too much was it tasted a little too healthy. Like the fake fruit in the middle of it was just a little too real. Pop-Tarts, okay. There's like never any, like, this is a cookie, right?
Yes.
A toaster strudel tried just a little too much to be fancy, like a little, the crispy outside, you know, it was too much like something you would get at a bakery.
Yes, but, don't believe everything you hear in a commercial, because a toaster strudel was not part of a balanced breakfast.
That's true. All right. We'll be back here. B-Maz and Beamer with you here on WBEN.
It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right, we're back here, B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN, where I don't know. We were just thinking about Pop-Tarts. That's like what you do now if you try to eat healthy. You just think about how much fun it would be to eat a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, well, according to my doctor, I have to get to that point of thinking and not doing.
I got ridiculed, I'll never forget, one time in high school when we were sitting around a bunch of friends at lunch. And one of my friends opened up, he was eating a Pop-Tart, and I just go, "Wait, what are you doing? You're eating the Pop-Tart upside down." And I'll just, like, never forget the reaction of, like, just maniacal laughter at me of saying, "There's no right side up to a Pop-Tart. Like, what do you mean upside down?"
What did you mean?
To a Pop-Tart. I'll tell you what I mean, Joe. Thank you for asking. There is a right side up to, I think, just about every single Pop-Tart that they make. At least to me.
Okay.
Now, how I eat it, the right way to eat it, is you eat, it's like how I used to eat Lucky Charms. You put Lucky Charms in there, and I used to eat all the oats first.
Before the charms.
And then you're just left with a great bowl full of marshmallows, which was awesome.
Yeah.
I would do the same thing with the Pop-Tarts. The Pop-Tarts, if you open up a Pop-Tart, one side, like one end, it's a rectangle, right?
Yes.
So on one end, I would call it the bottom end, there was frosting that went all across the end from like one side to the other. It was coated in frosting. Then the other end, there was like no frosting on it.
Okay.
So it had something to do with how the Pop-Tart was filled.
I'm looking at a Pop-Tart right now just to follow through here.
So I would eat the top of the end with no frosting on it. Then eat the sides, which didn't have frosting on it, and then I would be left with just nothing but filling and frosting, and then at the end you're left with the bottom had the most frosting on it, on the one side on the bottom.
You make a good point, because...
And so that's how I would eat my Pop-Tarts.
That's not bad. I would take it the other way, but you're right. You want to end, because I would think you end with the crust, like a pizza, but you're right. You start with the least... frosting. I think that makes perfect sense. I mean, I still don't know if it's right, but I think that makes perfect sense.
The crust on pizza is like a dinner mint. Just like you ate the pizza up until the crust. It's good. That's your meal. And then, you know, the crust is just a little something to gnaw on while you think about
pizza. If you're going to have a second slice.
Yeah. Just like, I guess I'll figure it out by the end of this stick of bread, right? But that's you know what? You're eating it upside down. So I hate to break it to you.
Someone says on the text board that the bite-sized Pop-Tarts are horrible. I can't imagine those would be good.
Yeah, they don't sound like...
No, I mean, as you just mentioned, the Pop-Tart is a full experience.
Yeah, it's a whole way you gotta eat, you just pop them in your mouth. No.
No,
it's not the way to do it. The fair is kicking off in Niagara County. And that's, you go to any fair... It's famous for the fair food. It is like the couple of times a year I get the huge bag of kettle corn.
Oh, you
like
love that kettle corn, yes.
That's my fair food thing. But that they could make a fair food tent, or you could really just have it be your catchphrase with the fair of, hey, this is your one time a year to just go ham on the foods that you're not supposed to eat.
I mean, if there's a place to do it, it's at one of these... You know, summertime fair-like events, right? Canal Fest, the county fairs. I mean, they have everything, right? You've got your, my favorite's the Blooming Onion. You know, there's about 3,000 calories in a Blooming Onion, but I don't think there's a better fried food.
Ribbon fries?
Than a perfect Blooming Onion.
I like ribbon fries. That's my...
Do you put vinegar on your fries?
No, I'm not.
People are big on the vinegar on their fries.
I never really understood. I guess I just don't like the taste of vinegar that much.
Well, that would do it,
doesn't really add. I mean, salt the heck out of them.
You like salt. Yeah.
But not vinegar.
I like good summertime. I don't know what other way to call it. Summertime fries. Like you said, the fries that you get at, you know, a summertime event. There's just something about them. I don't know.
Summer fries. The ribbon fries are good.
Ribbon fries, yeah.
That's good. But no, I was thinking at a fair, because it is like the festival of things that you shouldn't do except for maybe once or twice a year.
Right.
I think a Pop-Tart stand would play at the fair. Because Pop-Tarts are, like, the more I think about it, I feel like we have this discussion a lot of if you could pick one food that's bad for you, that you could just say, all right, the health consequences are off the board and make it something that you can eat every day with that. And it's like eating a stick of broccoli every day.
Okay.
You know, it, magically, it's not really good for you. It's,
Pop-Tarts
it's just
is in that category?
Neutral. I think Pop-Tarts would have a run for it for me. There's a lot of different flavors. You could have variety of it.
That is a good point. You know, because you tell me that, like, hey, what breakfast food? If I told you it would be healthy, you could have every day, it would be bacon, egg, and cheese on some kind of bagel.
Oh, it donuts for breakfast food. Donuts, I think, is my long...
I get sick of donuts very easily. There's great donuts, don't get me wrong. But I don't know if I could eat a donut every day.
I could easily eat a donut every single day. That might be my food, if you could pick one. Now, fair food in general, I don't think fits into the category, because I don't think most fair food you could eat every single day.
No, a deep fried Oreo?
Yeah, it just doesn't work. Like the huge turkey leg, or, you know, with the other, you know, fried dough every day. After a while, you get kind of, you know, it's all right, here's another piece of fried dough. You get sick of it after a while. So I don't know if that really, it's good once a year.
Yes.
But there are foods that I think they're bad for you that if you could make, all right, I'm going to turn this into a good food, I would eat it every single day.
Yeah, you said variety. Pop-Tarts probably fits right up there.
But variety works for donuts, too, for me.
That's
at
true,
least.
Yeah.
You could have a different type of donut every single day and still be going right along through it.
You know, now, there's no variety here, Brian, but if you told me, you know, I could do that with a snack, it would be potato chips and bison dip. If that was healthy, I could eat that every day.
I think you could get away, not a doctor, by the way, I think you could get away with eating that every day.
In very small moderation.
Yeah, I mean, not an entire container and an entire bag of potato chips.
But I take
you could
I
snack
take huge
a bit.
Dips. When I dip something, I take huge dips.
You're
I would
like,
probably go through an entire container.
You sound like me with salsa. I'm that way with tortilla chips and salsa.
Yeah.
I could eat an entire jar. My wife gets a jar of salsa, you know, the bigger kind.
Yeah.
And I open it and I eat half of it just standing there in the kitchen.
Oh, of course, yeah.
With a bag of chips.
It's so easy to do.
But I justify that in my head by saying salsa is a vegetable.
Right. Really? Yeah.
You look at the list of ingredients, it's all vegetables.
And tortilla chips are made of from a vegetable.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, tortilla chips, it can't be that bad for you. It's made of corn.
Yeah.
This thing, it's just all vegetables in a jar.
Right. Fresh vegetables.
How bad can it be?
Can't be that bad.
So I sit there and eat it for like 30 minutes.
Again, I'm not a doctor, but I can't be that bad.
That's what I kind of figure. It's not up to like a donut. So I wouldn't put that on my list because I'd eat that every day and think I'm being healthy.
Yeah.
And I kind of do.
You put that in the health category. Doctor says, hey, how have you cleaned up your diet? Tortilla chips and salsa.
Just I doubled down on the salsa. I used to eat one cup a day, now I eat two.
That's right.
My vegetable intake is way up.
That's right.
It's not the kind of vegetables we need. Well, you know, you can't be picky.
You gotta be more specific.
That's right. More specific. I didn't know you weren't talking about salsa when you told me to eat more vegetables.
You said more vegetables. I'm looking at three right here, right?
Tomatoes, peppers.
Onions. Come on.
That's all of it right there. But no, I think a lot of people would say pizza or pizza and wings here, right? Make one food that's not good for you, good for you, so you could eat it every day with no consequences.
Pizza and wings.
That would be, well, it can't be both.
Oh, yeah. Wings.
I'd pick the pizza over the wings.
Ooh, okay. I love pizza.
I think.
But I'd pick wings.
It's a tough one. The pizza or wings, one of them has to go, or one of them you could eat every day and you're fine with, and the other is still... Yeah, to use sparingly.
At least you're half healthy in that case.
Could I? Maybe it's wings for me because I say I have. You can eat wings without pizza, but very rarely will I eat pizza without wings.
I've been known to eat both solo.
It's like people who smoke and drink.
Right.
So some people, it goes together.
Yeah, like if
you only do one with the you'll do one without the other, but the other you only do when you're.
See, I can go to a wing place, have wings, right? Maybe an appetizer, some fries. But usually, if you're saying, "Hey, I'm calling a pizza place," oh, throw an order for some kind of chicken product. Yeah, wings, chicken fingers, boneless wings have become popular because they're cheaper now?
No, thanks.
Hey, the wallet sometimes has to speak, Brian.
I know. Just you can make a boneless wing in your oven at home.
Maybe.
It's the same thing.
But if I'm calling food out for food, I don't want to do anything at home. That's why I've ordered food.
To the person who texted in chicken wing pizza, that's cheating.
No.
You can't do it. I mean, I guess technically you can, but it's like not the same thing as just eating wings.
I like a good chicken wing pizza, though. Dipped in blue cheese, come on.
Pizza would be up there for me. Donuts, I think, would take the cake. Because donuts are bad for you.
So dough is involved in your food of choice.
Either way. Yeah. But then, Joe, there's a twist.
Uh-oh.
Somebody just texted in beer. Buffalo's a drinking town, but beer is terrible for you. And it is. And if I cut that out of the diet totally, I think I could be in pretty good shape right now.
Oh, every time I step on the scale and cry about how much weight I've put on, I think to myself, if I cut, you know, my adult beverages out, and it's not like I drink every day, but hey, I like to have an adult beverage on the weekends, all that. If I cut those out, Brian, I'd probably be in the best shape of my life. But, you know, Buffalo, we like to have our adult beverages. We like to sit down, watch sports, and have a few beverages.
I think beer is definitely up there for that. I think people would. So, all right, we're at pizza, wings, beer.
Donuts,
but no one else is backing me up on donuts.
No, I wish I
donuts
could.
Donuts is like, it must just be me.
I wish I could. I'm sorry.
So maybe we have to throw that off the list. But pizza, would you expect anything else from West? I mean, should I?
No, of course not.
It's not even a debate, I guess.
It's a pizza wing town.
Pizza, wings, beer, be good for you for the rest of your life.
If you go to watch a Bills game somewhere and the menu hasn't been given to you, right? Say they haven't said what they're doing.
You just assume those three
pizza and
things.
Wings? Yeah. And beer.
But see, if you're going to a tailgate with me, you know what to expect.
Well, yeah, you always give a list of what's.
But no. If you're tailgating with me at the stadium, it's a must. A box of donuts.
Oh, yeah? Yes.
I always bring donuts. To me, it's like a tailgate must. It's what you begin the day with. You can eat. You're hungry. We're still grilling. Have a donut.
Yeah, that's right.
Like Don Kaharsky or whoever that was who got yelled at by Schoenfeld. Was it Kaharsky? I think so. You're looking at me confused. That's a legend.
It's escaping me.
You can't say it on the air. I don't think so.
No.
You might be able to.
I don't want to take any
chances.
Have
another donut? Schoenfeld yelling at the referee? You have no idea what I'm talking about.
I am giving you the blank stare.
That's like a famous with Buffalo ties sports moment.
Haven't seen it.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I'm glad I could shock you today.
You got something to watch as soon as we get off the air. But no, Schoenfeld would have picked donuts with me because that was the first thing on his mind. Someone saying ordering pizza with a side of steak might be cheaper than pizza with wings right now. And you might have a point.
Yes.
The price is through the roof.
Through the roof. You know, wing places they're struggling right now. You know, I mean, there is a pizza place locally, Brian, that took wings off their menu because they said, oh, people aren't going to order wings. And they call themselves now blank pizza and boneless wings because wings have become so expensive.
Wow.
And I'm not making that up. That really happened.
But it is, I mean, even before the price hike started, I think everyone was looking at wings saying, like, wow, this is pretty, you know, it used to, like, a dollar a wing was kind of standard going rate. And I think collectively, we all paid it. You know, no one was not eating wings. But I think everyone collectively was like, that's kind of expensive, you know, when I really think about it. You know, at the end of the day, you're getting your meal. You know, $10, you get a pretty good meal for most people. But a dollar a wing, that's pretty expensive considering they used to give them away for free back in the day. Now, when you're looking at like maybe double that in a lot of places, at least 50% higher, I have not had wings in a while.
And I have not seen, remember 10-cent wing night? I don't see that anywhere anymore.
I remember like 25-cent wing nights that you don't really see. Now wing nights, a lot of places, it's dollar wing nights.
Dollar wing nights.
And it's like, woo, like we're throwing a party.
So take the dollar, buy a wing, or buy two Pop-Tarts to bring it back.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. A dollar, that's why you're always tempted. I'm always tempted for the pot. It's so cheap. And you look at it like, yeah, that's almost like a whole meal. It used to be my meal. Breakfast as a kid. Two Pop-Tarts out the door.
That's right.
and you were ready to go. Someone said switch to a low carb beer. Not the same. It's not quite as good.
Yeah, I mean, I like I as you know, Brian, I drink.
And the thing with low carb beers, sorry, is you just drink twice as many.
Right.
It doesn't fill you up as much, so you just keep going.
Right. It's like if you have the half the fat item at the store, you buy two of them. I forgot which comedian made that joke, but it said something about, yeah, you know, so I used to get one, now I get two. But hey, they're half the fat.
You have the freedom to double up.
Yes.
You feel like you can do that. But the fare is, just so you're eating your fare foods. I wonder, you probably are cutting down on the fare foods, because just like everything, it's way more expensive there.
Yes.
I mean, I know at Canal Fest, I went down, I took my kid a couple times, and by the end of it, I'm like, you know, rode a couple rides, got one thing to eat, and I'm looking at my wife saying, we could have went to Darien Lake. You know what I mean? It is grown to be that expensive. So at the fair, where you might have went and got your blooming onion,
oh yes,
plus a kettle corn and some like crazy ice cream or big drink, Slurpee, something like that. I don't know. Maybe that's only one for people now.
See, for me, I would give up on all that stuff, right? The rides, the games, just to have my blooming onion and a birch beer.
Do you, when you go to the fair, I treat the fair like a casino. You walk in.
Cash.
With the cash, yep, that you're going and willing to spend, and that's it.
Yeah. Once my pocket's empty, I'm gone. No plastic goes into the fair.
You can walk around, you can look at things, but once the cash that you bring with you,
it's time to go home.
You're done.
Yeah. Time to go home.
All right. I'm the exact same way. But that's how people treat a casino.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm treating... You know, the outdoor fair like it.
I've always said that, I will not bring a card into the casino for two reasons. One, if I've spent the money in my pocket, that's enough. Two, the charges on the ATM are very high.
You don't get that back? I thought everyone does now.
I don't get that back.
You need a new
should I be calling my
checking
bank?
Account.
Okay. Yeah. I don't get those fees back.
You should. The most checking accounts, they'll reimburse your ATM fees.
Maybe I should just try it and see.
If you don't know, then that's not.
I just assumed. You know what happens when you assume, Brian?
Yeah, well, I know what happens when you... we were talking about it last week, right? You say, oh, well, everything's being... But the lights are still on, so... I mean, if that's the attitude, then I guess I shouldn't be surprised you wouldn't know if you get charged at the ATM.
Yeah, hey, I gotta check it out. I gotta read the agreement.
All right. I would take the bugs over the snake, I decided.
The bugs over the snake?
Yeah.
I mean, they're both nightmare fuel.
I would rather
fuel.
Deal with 1,000 spiders than one snake.
Yeah, because once a snake gets into my house, that is a fear that I don't know I can go to sleep with.
You're thinking about it forever.
Yes.
And the spiders, you can take care of it.
Yes.
Somehow, some way.
But even if I called someone to take that snake out, Brian, I am fearful that another one will get in, because obviously I removed it. I didn't get rid of the issue. So, yeah, I don't think I want to live with that in the back of my mind for the duration of living at my residence.
Ugh, just no snakes, please. All right. So you're going to be out of here the next 2 days.
And the week following.
All right. So I hope
and the 2 days after that.
Everyone enjoyed this. Really?
Yeah. So I'm in for Tom the next 2 days and next week. And then I'm going to see the Mets in New York and won't be back until the following Wednesday.
All right. So see ya. On your last edition of BMAZ and Beamer for a while on WBEN.